Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program right here on the Transformation Radio Network. And stay tuned for the next hour and let us help you get on the path to permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. You know, 4 years ago, I went on a journey with Dr. A to create health in my own life. I lost 75 pounds in 18 weeks, and one of the keys to getting me started is something that Dr. A taught me, and that was, it's not my fault, and it's not your fault either. We have with us today Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. He's on a mission to get America healthy again, and it's my privilege to have Dr. Anderson on the show today. Good afternoon, Dr. A. Welcome back.
Great. Well, thanks, Russ, and it's great to be here. You're absolutely right. We're on a mission to get America healthy, and, you know, as I travel around the country and lecture and just realize and recognize this crisis is out of hand. I mean, it is such an epidemic, and it's just moving throughout every aspect of our society. So it's something I think we've got a great plan, and certainly got a lot of work to do.
You know, it was 4 years ago this week, Dr. A, that I started down my path using the Habits of Health Lifestyle program, and I've never looked back. And I want to thank you for creating such a simple, easy-to-follow program. And with it being so simple and easy, you would think everyone in the United States would choose to create habits of health in their life, don't you think?
Well, you would think so, but, you know, again, it's mostly because people think it's too hard. I mean, we live in a very obesogenic world, and you're absolutely right. One of the original pieces I wrote several years ago called It's Not Your Fault was that most people just don't realize that we're not designed to live in this modern-day world where food is everywhere and your body's not really moving like it used to, and we're not handling stress well, we're not sleeping well. Across the whole gamut of things in our daily choices, the way we were programmed and how we are responding now, just there's a great big disconnect. And people trying to use diets by themselves, 85% of people that lose weight gain it back within 2 years, it's all basically because if you don't fundamentally take into awareness your daily choices, you're most likely going to go down the path to disease and become overweight and obese. And beyond that, Russ, it's very difficult for a diet to have any long-lasting effect.
Well, you know, I spent 35 years in the restaurant business, and it was never more prevalent in my business when I saw my customers. And it was great. They were regular customers. But at the very core was that as a restaurant, you know, anywhere in the United States, almost of any kind, you know, we're producing food that tastes good, that looks good, that people are going to like and enjoy and want to come back. And what we've really done is set ourselves down a slippery slope, this wrong path for creating health. It's not something we're going to be able to do going from fast food to fast food to fast food and be able to lose weight, that's for sure. Dr. A, I wanted to talk a little bit today while I've got you here is, you know, a lot of times when people start any kind of a program or start making changes in their life to get healthier, you know, we kind of think that, you know, we need willpower, we need motivation, we need self-determination, we need to believe that whatever we're going to start is going to work. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the myths that I know that I came to the program with and that I hear every day in the voices of my potential clients. And I want you to help me break down some of these myths. Would you mind doing that?
Absolutely. And I'd like to start first with the one that it takes willpower. It certainly takes a decision. You have to make a decision that you want to create health in your life. But using willpower is going to have no long-lasting effect because, again, unless you change your underlying structure and now focus on the choices that help support health, your chances for long-term success are pretty fleeting. So there's no question, Russ, that that there is a plan. We've helped over 500,000 people get healthy over the last 10 years. We have several people that have lost, you know, up of more than 100 pounds and have kept it off now going on 9 years since I started this almost a decade ago. So we know it works, but it's important for people to understand, you know, what are the priorities and how do you make it work.
Okay, here's a good one. I'm big boned. My family's just big, and I've been born with big bones, so I'm destined to be big.
Yeah, that's a really easy one to basically tear apart. In that, you know, the average human, between the smallest and largest human, is about 2 or 3 pounds of osseous material, of actually bone. Majority of it, you know, the question then is, what about the other 47 pounds? And so, yeah, it's just, you know, that's a convenient excuse. And if you're looking for excuses, any excuse will do. But certainly, people have a tendency. Some people have more tendency to carry more weight. Some people don't have as much a tendency. But it really comes down to understanding the fundamentals, that it's calories in versus calories out. And understanding that, yeah, your energy expenditure may be less than someone else with less muscle mass. But over time, by paying attention to reinventing, which is what we talk about in the Habits of Health, understanding your energy mechanism and how your energy conservation mechanism works, we can help anybody lose weight. And on average, we can help people lose 2 up to 5 pounds by simply applying some very basic principles and then teaching people over time to increase their energy expenditure through adding muscle and through a walking and an activity program. So all these things can be overcome. It really comes down to one question, which I always ask people, and that is, if you could choose optimal health, would you make that choice? And the answer, of course, is yes. Some people may not think they can do it, but if you make the choice, and then you start working in the right direction, it's a matter of little baby steps. You know, see, there are little things that are easy to do or easy not to do that over time can make all the difference in the world, Russ.
Another one that I hear a lot is, you know, I come from a large family. All my family's big.
Yeah, well, that's there's certainly, you know, if we kind of cut to the chase here, 30% of what we're about is our genetics, and about 70%. Is our choices, our environment. And in the Habits of Health, in basically Chapter 5, I do a questionnaire where we really ask people to go across the whole gamut of daily choices, and they can actually get a score of where they are in terms of their health and where their health is headed. 30% is your family. So if you have a tendency to be bigger and your genetics, maybe you're pre-diabetic, certainly you may have more of a tendency, but 70% is actually choice. So what I mean by that is anybody has the opportunity to make the difference. Now, in a family may be big because in their environment and their choices are, they're all eating the same foods and been taught right. And role modeled to eat the same foods. So certainly there is some validity that if you don't change what you're doing, you certainly may have a tendency and you're probably going to be bigger, and the statistics support that. But the great thing is, at any given point, we can make the decision that we want to create health and then put you on a new path. And the neat thing about that is, specifically, if you've had issues with being overweight or obese, getting control of it earlier rather than later is important to keep you moving in towards health versus moving towards disease.
To lose weight, I have to give up my lifestyle, and I'm not sure I'm prepared to do that.
Yeah, that nothing could be further from the truth. If your lifestyle is an addiction to heavy sugar, heavy fat, laden foods, that's really more of a perception than reality, because most people find that when they go on our program and they get healthy, they start losing weight, and they're now eating healthier, they find that their taste selections come back. See, one of the things that's really interesting about processed food is most of it, if you look at it, it's produced, the flavoring is all produced on the interstate, on the turnpike outside of New Jersey by fragrance companies. And most processed food is really kind of bland-looking, bland-tasting, and we create flavoring for it, and we create, through putting a bunch of salt and sugar and fat in it, that's how we create the flavoring. And what we do is we use so much of it that it kind of overwhelms. So most people are desensitized, and they don't really even enjoy their food. And why portion sizes have gotten so big is because people literally are using engorgement, having eaten so much that their belly is actually stuffed, to signal that they're full. What we find is when people start eating food for taste, you know, 95% of your taste satisfaction comes in the first 3 bites. When we start doing that, we find that people start once again enjoying food. So, again, You know, food by itself is can be an addiction and certainly something that can be changed. But as far as lifestyle, nothing could be further than the truth from the standpoint of we now have people all over the country that have gotten healthy, and now their lifestyle has dramatically improved. They're able to be much more active. They're able to go enjoy themselves, spend time with their grandkids, go on trips, do things that otherwise they were not able to do when they were really, really overweight. So one of the things we find is if, for people once they make the choice, Russ, that we're actually dramatically improving their lifestyle and bringing a lot more fun back into living.
Well, I know in my own experience, Dr. A, that is absolutely true. You know, we tend to look at food and celebrate a lot of what we do in our family around food. You know, we have a barbecue or we have a cookout or we have a birthday or we have a celebration of any kind, and we use food as kind of the central point. And I know in my own life, having just celebrated my 53rd birthday last Saturday, to be able to prepare foods that were simple, easy, great tasting, and we had 22 people just hanging out in the backyard having a fabulous time, of which about 80% of the people that were there have created a new lifestyle thanks to you, Dr. Anderson. So it's been an amazing lifestyle that's been created.
Yeah, and you know what's nice is all of a sudden people aren't, you know, in the afternoon having to fade away to get a nap. They're playing sports, they're playing croquet, playing volleyball, enjoying themselves, having great, meaningful conversations. And really, the neat thing is, hey, listen, we all we love social events, we love their special holidays, and it doesn't take that much to change something that can be a habit of disease into a habit of health. I mean, we feel exactly the same, Russ. Now, and what's great is our children, you know, they have great get-togethers, and rather than having the traditional food that was there in the past, now they're having healthy food, and it's just so much more conducive to truly experiencing people and the relationships rather than, you know, imbibing heavily in stuff that's going to make you feel bad, and then you're less likely to want to do anything.
And this fulfilled life has never been more exciting. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about creating the habits of health in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. But only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function, and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, Exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host. We've been talking to Dr. A about creating optimal health. And before we get back into our discussion, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. He referred to it in the first part of the program. Chapter 5 in Habits of Health book is a complete health assessment. He's made that available for us online so that you can take it. It'll give you a score at the end of it and tell you just how healthy or unhealthy you are, and it'll be a great starting point for you to begin to make the decision to create health in your life. So visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's HOHTALK.com. Right on the front of the webpage, there's a link that says Dr. A's Health Quiz. Click on that. It'll take you right to the site. Fill it out, and do us a favor. Email us your score. It's always good to kind of get an idea of where you're starting and where our listeners are falling in this obesogenic world that Dr. A has been talking about. So make sure you email us your score at Dr. A at HOHTALK. That's DRA at HOHTALK.com. And you can also reach us by phone after this show at 401-388-0778. Dr. A, we were talking before a little bit about kind of some of the myths that we kind of approach lifestyle with, and why we make the choices that we do, and what I'd like to spend the next 15 minutes that we have you talking a little bit more about the specific steps to take us down this journey to create this optimal health. And I know we're going to probably start at a simple decision to create health in our life, but kind of take us through the six steps again. It's always helpful for people, I think.
Yeah, well, Russ, it's really important to make a decision. And, you know, I think there's a lot of listeners that may be thinking, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm just, you know, enough is enough. I don't feel well. I had to increase my medicines, or I'm not enjoying life like I did before, or I just feel uncomfortable. Whatever the reason is, you know, the neat thing is, and it doesn't matter, by the way, what's happened in the past. Oh, I've been on 20 diets before. None of those things matter, because you always have the chance to start anew. And I think it really starts there. And it's to make the decision, Russ. And so I always say, you know, any time is a good time to start getting healthy. So as long as we start there, I think you'll find that, that you know, everything will start happening from there. And then, of course, the first thing is to very clearly start losing weight. You know, if you're at a healthy weight, that's great. In the Habits of Health, we'll then move from there and help you learn the other things that are necessary. But reaching a healthy weight certainly is the first step in moving towards creating optimal health. And what we like to do is, there's two ways to do it. One is you can do it on your own. We talk about a portion control meal system in the Habits of Health in Chapter 7, 8, and 9, where you can actually use a plate and divide it and use a color-coded system. And it takes a little work to do it, you know, but it can certainly be done. Or the other is to start off by using meal replacements. And, you know, for most, it's just easier. I find it very effective. And I am the medical director of MetaFast, which has been making meal replacements now since 1980. Very cost-effective. And, you know, you have the opportunity to start by eating every 3 hours. And by eating something that costs no more than regular food, you can start losing 2 up to 5 pounds per week. And the great thing is, with that, you'll also, through Take Shape for Life, you get a coach. You get a coach, and then you get the Comprehensive Habits of Health System, which is what's used to guide you to reach a healthy weight. So that's the first thing we want to do. And then the second part, which is, you know, really critical, is transitioning as you lose weight and get healthy, is understanding how to eat healthy for life. And I certainly, using this color-coded system, you know, you can use the meal replacements first and then find out so eventually you don't need to use them, or you can continue to use them on a part-time basis. But one of the most important things we're going to teach you is to eat every 3 hours. And that's how we were designed. That's how we fuel our body. And if you're willing to do that, you'll find you'll have more energy. You won't need naps. You'll lower your cholesterol and all over have an opportunity to create a much greater level of health for yourself. And then, of course, we focus on the other components are moving your body more, learning how to sleep effectively, and what's needed is you can have your own coach that can teach you that, as well as read that in the Habits of Health system. And then moving forward, we want you to learn the things that are necessary through our Beast Fun lifestyle so that you keep the weight off. Because our goal is never for you to just lose weight. Our goal is for you, as you reach a healthy weight, to know what's necessary and have the pieces in place, both the support, the underlying plan, and now changing your daily habits so that you're making long-term success. And then beyond that, what's really cool is you learn the habits of health throughout all the areas. We're going to get you to the point where we optimize your health for your age. And, you know, that continues to change as you get older, so that's an ongoing process. But once we've got you optimal for your age, the cool thing is helping you live longer in a healthier state is just the next step. And so if you follow those six steps, over time, you'll find that you have the opportunity to be healthy and move from surviving to thriving and be in position, hopefully, over time, to live a longer, healthier life and be able to really enjoy the full benefit of being optimally healthy, Russ.
Dr. Ray, what I like so much about what you've created is that, you know, if this had been a diet, you know, where you're telling me what to eat and how to eat and what are these points and what are these calories and all of those kind of things, certainly being a guy, I probably wouldn't have done it. But what intrigued me so much about what it was that you had created was it was really a lifestyle change, and that it wasn't about just losing weight. It was about really encompassing these other really key elements of long-term health. And I want to live longer. I want to live healthier. I had an opportunity to spend some time with my grandmother this week. She celebrated her 100th birthday over the weekend. She's actually 100 today.
Wow.
And she is, Dr. A, if you were actually writing the Habits of Health around her life, it would be, you'd probably have her on the cover of it instead of you. And what's really made it a difference for her is she's been physically active. She doesn't take medications. She's been socially active in her community, in her church, and doing something that's meaningful and has purpose in her life. She's been largely vegetarian, really watches her portions. You know, she has been a 19 BMI for the last, you know, 40 years of her life. And quite frankly, she still has her driver's license. She loads up the car with a bunch of her girlfriends who are in their 80s, and she drives them down to Southern California to visit with their family and friends. And, you know, I know she's going to probably live to be 120. I think we're going to be writing about her in about another 20 years.
Well, I love that, Russ. I mean, that's so exciting. And, you know, what's neat about it is in the fourth section of the Habits of Health, that's what we focus on, living a longer, healthier life. And the things you've talked about that your grandmother does are really fundamentally not that difficult. They're simply a matter of making a bunch of little daily choices that support your body being optimized. And, you know, so many people have gotten so far off that path. They're headed down the path to what I like to call the habits of disease, and they're headed towards sickness, and they're headed towards a life that's going to be short. And, you know, one of the things that fundamentally is so obvious to me but so non-obvious to most people is just right now, by spending a little bit of time and focusing on your health, you can live a long time in a very healthy state with just a little bit of extra effort, a little bit of discipline, a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of making the decision. Because being basically getting older and being unhealthy, it takes a lot more time than it does to right now make the decision to take a little time and then focus on creating health. And once you get healthy and you learn the habits of health, these habits become intrinsic to you, and then they become a natural way in a natural state. You know, I love it that my daughters have grown up in between Lori and myself, and they naturally make choices that support health, and they are very aware of them, and they're a natural part of everything they do. And more as I have listeners and people that are following the Habits of Health write to me and their kids saying, thank you so much, and thank you for giving me my parents back, and thank you for changing how kids look at me at school. And it's just such a powerful piece. Optimal health and allowing the human body to be put in a position where it thrives makes everything in life so much better. And it's just a matter of, you know, getting people, Russ, to say, you know what? I want to do that. I want to do that, and I'm going to make the decision to do it. And, you know, it's great. Thank you, guys, just like you've been thanking me for a path and for the support and for the tools necessary to make it a reality.
And I want to talk about a couple of those tools as people make the decision today to create health in their life. If you've been listening to the program today and something's triggered with you and you've made the decision to create health in your life, I would encourage you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on Dr. A's picture on the front cover of the website, and it'll take you to some information about how you can get a hold of your personal copy of Dr. A's Habits of Health and the workbook called Living a Longer, Healthier Life. Certainly you can connect with us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio by sending us an email or contacting us by telephone. There's a link right on the webpage to have your consultation with a certified health coach to begin this path for you. Dr. A, you've done an amazing job not only creating the habits of health, but a whole support system that takes a health coach, somebody that's been down this path, and puts them alongside of somebody who's brand new, creating health for the first time in their life, and they realize very, very quickly the value that they have in their health coach. We've got great portion control meal replacements. We got this great journey called the Habits of Health Lifestyle System. And at the very center of that, we have a health coach that will be assigned to you to work with you. The health coach is absolutely free of charge to you while you're following the program. And I would just encourage you, if you have not made that decision today, to really give it some thought. Explore our website. There's lots of information that will help you learn that in order to make a lifestyle system change, that you really need to start with a simple decision today, the steps we can teach you along the way. Thank you, Dr. A, for being with us today. I look forward to spending some more time with you in the near future. For those of you that are stick around, we've got a great guest. Sandy Seibert is a certified health coach. She'll be telling her story about how she lost over 74 pounds. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Great. Thanks, Russ.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking with Dr. Anderson about creating optimal health in your life. There's some great tips that he provided us in terms of how we can really start down this path. If you have an opportunity to visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also reach us by email at dra@habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's dra@hohtalk.com, and reach us after the show at 401-388-0778. And as we were talking, make sure you visit our website. There's lots of information. Right on the very front of the webpage is Dr. A's health quiz. I would encourage you to take that quiz, explore all that there is to offer right there on the website, and you will see just how simple and easy Dr. A has made this system about creating health. You know, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is really a great day to create the habits of health in your life. It's really, really exciting. We're on a path and on a mission to get America healthy. Dr. A has been traveling all over the country, sharing with coaches just how to help people go down this path. And again, there are, you know, six simple steps. Preparing for the journey, making the decision is just one of them. Reaching a healthy weight is the initial step. And sometimes when we think about making a change in our life, we get wrapped around a diet. And 85% of people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back. And not only do they gain their weight back, but then they get really, really disappointed about how they can't make a permanent change in their life, how frustrated it is, they don't see hope, and all of a sudden they've gained their weight back only to try the next greatest thing and to only fail again. I'm so excited today because we have a special guest with us. And Sandy Seibert is a certified health coach from Haintsville, Alabama. I want to make sure that I pronounce that correctly. But she's got an amazing story. And Sandy, are you there with us?
I'm here.
What I'd like to do is have you share with the listeners today a little bit about your personal story and how you created health in your own life.
All right. Well, how I created health in my life. It's everything that you and Dr. Anderson just started talking about a little while ago. I happened to meet a health coach out of the Atlanta area, and she's the one that introduced me to the program that I didn't want to do because, of course, you know, like most people, I had tried a zillion things and failed and gained all my weight back every time. And I decided to try it for a month, and that was it. I got my stuff. I got my Habits of Health books, and I just started one meal at a time and took it step by step by step. And it was within the first probably 4 days, I decided that this was something totally different, totally unlike anything I had ever done for myself in the past. My food obsessions that I had lived with for most of my life, definitely for over 30 years, just started to really go away. And come to find out, that's what happens when you get stabilized, when your body and your blood sugar get stabilized. And
right.
it was probably one of the most freeing things I have ever felt, to have the relief from that every moment of thinking about what am I going to eat next, where am I going to get that, where am I going to get the money. And it was like this constant thing in my brain that all of a sudden was lifted. And then along with that started to come, I wasn't hungry. I really liked the food. I started gaining tons of energy. And when I started the plan was last year in the heat of an Alabama summer, and it was pretty warm.
Sure.
And I was able to do it. I was, I was outside working in it, and that's pretty much how I started. What was so funny about, I was so fearful of it too, though. You know how you guys were just talking about lifestyle, and people are so afraid to give that up. And
right.
Before I had even gotten my box delivered to me, I had called my health coach, and I said, what about when the holidays come? Am I going to be able to have like a piece of cake or some dessert or what? And she started laughing. She goes, Sandy, this is July. You're in July right now. Let's just worry about that when it gets here, like
sure.
6 months from now. So it has been absolutely hands down the best thing I have ever done for myself and my family. And I'm so glad that I tried it, especially because I didn't think it was going to be for me.
Now, Sandy, it sounds like, your personal experience, you tried lots of other programs and diets out there and only to, lose a few pounds and then get frustrated by the fact that you've gained your weight back. I mean, maybe tell the listeners today a little bit about, where you started from and, the fact that you have tried a whole bunch of different other things. And also, if you wouldn't mind telling people how much weight you've lost, how you've been able to keep it off. And I know just by reading your testimony on the website is that you started your journey wearing the one and only pair of jeans that you had, and it's size 26. Maybe share with people where you're at today.
Oh, yeah. I still have those jeans. And when I show potential clients, I show them those jeans, and I tell them how I thought I was cool, wearing my torn jeans, and but mine weren't torn all in the cool places, let me tell you. I did. For a long time, had led a very desperate life, all hoping, hinged on that hope of if I could lose weight. If I could just lose weight, it would, everything would be great. And if I would do this or I would do that. And this just stems back from a long, long, long time. And I guess as I was living all those years, I never really considered that my life was being robbed, but it was.
Sure.
And I really missed out on a lot of things, and I just ended up for so long hiding behind my fat, really. I did things that I had set goals to do. I had a restaurant, and I did that, and it was successful. But deep down, I knew, I've always known that eating healthy is the way to go. But personally, I've just always struggled with being able to do that. And then I also hated the fact that I was feeding people really fattening stuff that was killing them. And I'll tell you, one of the days that it really came home was we had a regular customer, and all of a sudden he wasn't coming in, and his wife was coming in. We found out that he had undergone a triple bypass surgery. And on his way home from the hospital, he didn't even go home. He came to our restaurant and got a large hamburger steak with, extra everything and a double order of fries. And I hated the fact that I even owned that business that day.
Sure.
And it really wasn't long after that that I decided to... plus the stress of a restaurant anyway. I mean,
sure.
You definitely know about that. So,
I do.
Yeah, it's a crazy life in itself. But,
Sandy, you also mentioned a little bit about, it's kind of an all or nothing, that when you lack the willpower, you really feel like you have the inability to kind of end this all or nothing cycle that, a lot of a lot of us find ourselves in. We kind of feel that either we're all in with getting healthy or we are all out in living the obesogenic lifestyle. And, you know, maybe share for people a little bit about that process of, you know, going from that all or nothing mentality to really creating, you know, what you now know as optimal health.
Yeah, that all or nothing thinking has been with me from the get-go. I was introduced to dieting when I was 12, or when I was 14, actually. And ever since then, I'm on it, I'm off it. And it's not just not being on a plan. It's either I'm eating as good as I can or as bad as I can. One of the things that has really changed for me in that area has been this plan. Because in the past, if I was to just all of a sudden, you know, something would occur and I would either, you know, it'd be a social event or an emotional event or something like that, and I would go off of my so-called plan, it could take me up to months to get back on. And that would be mainly because I would have to come up with the gumption or even like the want to do it again. Then I'd have to go to the store. Then I'd have to get all my food planned. Then I'd have to cut it all up and cook it all up just to be ready to start again. And this plan has really helped me with that all or nothing thinking, because if I have something that is not considered on plan, all I have to do is be on track my next meal. And it's been that simple for me.
You know, and it is just that simple. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to create this B-Slim lifestyle. You've been listening to Dr. Wayne Anderson and our special guest, Sandy Seibert. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see you around the corner.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host. I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front of the website, there's a link to Dr. A's health quiz. I want you to take that quiz today and email me your results at Dr. A, that's D-R-A, at H-O-H-T-A-L-K.com, so we can just get an idea of how healthy you are. You can also reach us after the show at 401-388-0778, and we'll get you in contact with a certified health coach. And guess what? We have a certified health coach on the line. Sandy Seibert is my guest. She's from Alabama. She's made an amazing transformation, has lost over 74 pounds, and keeping it off and still on her journey to create health not only in her own life but the lives of many of her clients. She's become a health coach after really realizing just how simple and easy Dr. A's Habits of Health system is. Sandy, you still there?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging in there. I wanted to make sure that before we end the show today, that you get an opportunity to just explain to people in the very beginning stages of losing weight just how simple it can be for people.
It can be, I mean, it's so simple, it's almost unimaginable, really, because you don't have to focus on anything except for eating every 3 hours, every 2.5 to 3 hours. There's no guesswork. I mean, pretty much you have to pick what food that you want, but it's just a matter of either opening the package or mixing it appropriately and then planning out your lean and green meals. So, I mean, it's really, for me and all of the things that I've tried over the past 30 years, this was the most painless plan ever, hands down. It was really the easiest thing, and my clients say the same thing. My clients who get on it and embrace it, they say the same thing. It's really been, it's super simple.
Well, and what I like about it is that, you know, like you, having spent so much time in the restaurant business, that many of the recipes and things that I had created required, like you said, going to the grocery store, making sure that you had everything you needed, preparing it, making sure that, you know, you really were following the so-called diet. And at the end of that, I was so exhausted for preparing all of this food that I just needed a break. And so I'd go grab that cheeseburger and fries at the drive-thru just because I was so sick and tired of preparing all these meals. And what I liked about, you know, what Dr. Anderson created is that, you know, you can create your own healthy whole foods program following the guidelines in Dr. A's Habits of Health, chapters, you know, 6, 7, and 8. But what he did was he also gave us an option that said you can utilize portion control meal replacements and prepare one healthy meal each day of lean salad or vegetable and lean protein, actually low carbohydrate vegetables and lean protein. And so I only had to worry about one meal a day. The other five were healthy, grab and go. And it just made it easy wherever I was, no matter how busy I was. You know, I was the vice president for a Fortune 100 company doing lots of traveling and entertaining. And this program was just easy. And I know you kind of had some of the same challenges in your, you know, other quest for creating health in your life. But following the 5-in-1 plan that Dr. A's really been pretty instrumental in creating, it's just made it really, really easy for people. You're currently, the last time I checked, Sandy, you had lost 74 pounds total, and we're kind of continuing to go down your journey. Have you reached your ultimate BMI yet?
I haven't yet. I've lost about 85 pounds. And
congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you, for me, too, one of the hardest things about the plan is that it works. I mean, is that crazy?
Sure.
You know, it's like when you spent your whole life just hoping and hoping and, gosh, if I could just, and then you find something that, oh, my gosh, this works. Hands down, it works. That was a little daunting, you know?
Sure,
so
right.
That was a little emotional for me, and I ended up hitting a point where I decided to just maintain for a while, get comfortable with the fact of knowing that, wow, I can even maintain it.
Sure.
Because that's been a fear as well. And now I'm back on my journey. I want to lose about 35 more pounds, and I'm overweight now. So I've gone from being off the BMI chart
sure.
to on the BMI chart, and now I'm into the overweight category. So that's pretty exciting.
That is an exciting accomplishment, and I think for people listening to the program, they might not totally get it when we say now we're just overweight and we're celebrating. But, you know, the 2/3 of the country is overweight or obese, and overweight is somebody that's, you know, has 30 pounds or less to lose in order to reach their body mass index of around 24.9. People that are over 30 pounds overweight are classified as obese or have a BMI in the range of 30 or higher. And like you, Sandy, when I first started down my journey 4 years ago, I was off the chart. I was not only obese, I was dangerously obese, which meant that I was either a heart attack waiting to happen or was going to keel over dead someday in the very near future. And had I not made the decision to create health in my life, I don't know where I would be today. All I know is that I'm enjoying so much sharing this journey, sharing this mission with Dr. Anderson and with you, who are not only, you know, you've lost 85 pounds, you're still on your journey. And it's so important for people to realize that this is not a quick fix. Although you'll lose weight fairly rapidly following the guidelines of the program and have staying tapped into your coach, but it's about a whole lifestyle change. And you've been able to incorporate Dr. A's lifestyle program. You've tested the waters and determined that you can maintain without gaining your weight back. And now you're back on your journey to lose the remaining weight in order to get you to a body mass index below 25. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Your testimony has just been instrumental, I'm sure, to the listeners. I'm always excited when I get to talk to you. It was great to see you a couple of weeks ago in Orlando. And thanks for being on the show today, Sandy.
Hey, you're welcome. You are welcome. I appreciate it a whole lot. And getting to that healthy weight is just the beginning. I love that, and I've never heard that before until I got involved with the Habits of Health, and I thank you for letting me be here. You're the reason why I discovered what an MP3 player was, so I could download the archives of this awesome show. So,
hey, there you go. And for those of you who haven't had an opportunity to visit our website, you can listen to all of the Habits of Health broadcasts back to December 8th. Which was our first show. Again, Sandy, thank you so much for being with us today. I'd like to wrap up the show talking about just how simple it is for you to get started, just like Sandy and I did. As I indicated, I've lost over 82 pounds. I've had my weight off for almost 4 years now. I've never looked back, but it's as simple as tapping into the resources on our website. Please visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front of the website, there's a link for you to get a free consultation with a certified health coach. You can do that today and start down this path. Realize that, you know, it doesn't take hope. It doesn't take belief. It takes a decision today along with your coach who will teach you the things you need to learn, the habits of health, to be able to create a longer, healthier life. I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Wayne Anderson, for being with us today. Our special guest has been Sandy Seibert for sharing her personal story and her mission to create not only the habits of health in her life, but her clients as well. Thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Join us next Wednesday for more insight on creating the habits of health in your life. It's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. I'd like to end today's show with this thought, and that is you can make a difference in your own health and in the health of others. The real question is, will you? Go out and have a great day. Visit our website, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.